South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, it's actually amazing. When I plan this stuff, I always think, how am I going to fill the time? And when I start, I always run out. So we're going to have to go pretty fast through some of the other things that I saw at the ICSC event in Orlando, ICSC, the Florida Conference. I want to talk a little bit about the technology that I saw there. I ran into a person that I've been tweeting at ICSC and at ICSC underscore recon. Awesome, amazing person. We met, we talked. It was great to share the Twitter moment. And then we connected on Twitter as both ICSC and Freed on Business and Jim Freed and as the individual. If you want to know who the individual is, go to my Twitter feed, and go see if you can figure it out. I also met somebody else that I connected with by tweeting with at ICSC, and that's at Shopping Centers. And you go, well, that's a pretty trite thing to tweet as. Well, because the dude got at Shopping Centers, Google found him, and this guy is a Google Glass Explorer. So if you go on my Twitter feed, you're going to see the fact that I tried on the Google Glass. I got to explore. Pretty neat, pretty neat, pretty cool, pretty rudimentary for now, but I loved being a cutting edge Google Explore. So let's get back a little bit more to the ICSC convention and what I learned. The market is definitely getting healthier. There's transactions out there. People are making money. It's mostly in leasing, not really in the investment side. There's a little bit of financing going on. But again, financing for these stabilized deals is pretty standard. And if it's a non-stabilized deal, you should call me because I got equity to co-invest with you. You can call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Just had to get that out there. Now, the market's getting healthier. The tenants that are out there, Target, Walmart, Ross, Wawa, a whole bunch of others. But if you noticed, I'm not really saying a lot of the big grocery stores because a lot of the big grocery store infrastructure got fitted out when we did all of the big expansion of the residential in the last cycle. Now it's going to all fit in with people like Walmart looking to bring their neighborhood markets into some in-town infill locations like the ones you're reading about up in Broward County. Now, one of the things that is having a big impact is showrooming. When somebody goes in and looks at something on the floor and then buys it on the internet, gotta tell you, just about everybody I know does this at this point. They go in, they go to Staples or whatever, and they go see what they want or maybe what they don't want. And even Staples will tell you when you're checking out that you can go, you know, look online for more selections. So I think that it became a problem. Now it's being embraced by the retailers as they try to capture the sales that were being lost to the internet. That, along with the fact that there's a big push for the national sales tax on internet purchases, they're trying to level the playing field for bricks and sticks, but you're still seeing the contraction of footprints for retailers like Best Buy. If I was going to be a guy or a gal in retail in the business today in Miami-Dade County, I'd be in retail restaurant leasing for ground floor retail and these condos that are being built and the condos that already were built and the restaurants that keep on cycling through. All kinds of new concepts, all kinds of new restaurateurs, all kinds of new submarkets of upscale hip people in Miami. That's right, I said all kinds of new neighborhoods of upscale hip people in Miami are looking for places to eat, walk their dog, buy pet food, get your bike fixed, all these different collateral services, boutiques for both clothes and home furnishings are exploding. The small tenant retailers are back because they can suddenly get credit. Now let's talk about Miami and Dade County versus the rest of South Florida. Miami-Dade County's hot. The rest of South Florida, not so much. Still recovering. Again, remember where the job growth and the quality high-end jobs are located. But more than that, think about the things that cannot be quantified. The international visitors that are coming to Miami-Dade County, and I'll be nice and say coastal southern Broward County, even though that's a stretch, and perhaps Palm Beach County in the highest end locations. Those dollars are helping Southeast Florida recover faster and stronger than any other markets. You heard Craig Studnicki talking last week about how his friend Phil Spiegelman always says Florida leads you in. I mean, Florida is the last in and Florida is the first out, and Phil's right. Florida versus the rest of the United States. Again, South Florida is a shining beacon. The rest of the United States is basically traveling with the rest of Florida, except in the really concentrated job growth areas of places like Houston. Even Pittsburgh. That's right, Pittsburgh. You go, why Pittsburgh? Think shale oil. Think new energy. It's just out there. Now let's talk about the different types of tenants that are out there. The triple net tenant is there. The freestanding triple net guy, let's call him the Wawa gas station, that tenant is out there. Walgreens, Staples, CVS, those tenants are out there, but not as strong as they were before, not necessarily, as they consolidate their positions and re-plumb themselves to take advantage of the evolution of the shopping patterns of the rest of us. And then there's the value category. The value category is exploding. You know, some of the highest rated Walmart store openings are happening in some of the wealthiest zip codes that they've opened stores in. You go, why? I'll tell you why. I'm going to go nuts if my wife is paying too much at one store for something she can get at the other store. Now, that doesn't mean I want her driving across town, but if it's across the street from each other, starts to make it kind of an interesting situation. And now Publix is facing off in some places against Walmart, and I think that it'll be an interesting thing to see how all that plays out. I still think that the discerning shopper will get what they want where they want it, but it'll be real interesting to see what happens in the different locations. Publix and Walmart. Didn't hear me mention Winn-Dixie once, did you? I didn't think so. Stevie's going, no. Stevie, by the way, just send me the email and I'll make sure that I get you those Marlins tickets that you need for you and your son. I'm getting the thumbs up. Got to thank the Marlins for this. When I was out of town getting ready, packed up Saturday night. So the Marlins, they gave me tickets to Saturday night's game. I had to give them to Lorraine, my special assistant. And so she went and she texted me on Tuesday. She goes, Jim, when are you coming back in the office? I can't wait to see you. I go, I'm coming back Wednesday. So I came back. I got in the office late because I had meetings. So she goes, she's pretty. She goes, Jim. I go, yeah, Lorraine. She goes, Jim, I can't believe where I sat at the Marlins game. I go, where was that? She goes, in front of the A, right there behind the dugout. They kept rolling the balls at me. It was hilarious. Lorraine, high five to you. But more than that, high five to the Marlins, because the Marlins have really been helping us build our network. They've shown me how you can use the suites as a marketing device. They've helped me to build my contact base by helping me hold special events at the center, at the ballpark. I want to definitely give a high five to Orestes, Big Oreo Miami. Orestes, thank you so much for helping us all out. And by the way, anybody needs some Marlins hookup, Jim at Freed On Business, I'll make sure that you get in there, you talk to the right people, you get all squared away for next year. And oh, by the way, next year I think they're going to be pretty good. I mean, let's face it. And oh, by the way, I also think that Giancarlo Stanton, Mike Stanton, sounds much more like a home run hitter. Please change your name back and find your groove again, dude. Now, back to the ICSC. So the last thing I want to talk about is the type of owners that are out there. Individual owners that had owned these shopping centers have been, you know, slowly divesting themselves. Although the individual owner is still the way most of these centers are owned, it's slowly going away as different business organizations start to target the different niches to acquire them. Best position is if you own the stuff all cash, but if you do, I'd get my mortgages now. Because you know inflation's coming. You know that QE, the quantitative easing, is ending. I think they talked about it today of ending, starting it to end next year. They're going to eventually have to end it, and that'll end the engineered prices that they've had in the commercial real estate business. They've had engineered prices in the residential real estate in the last cycle, and look how that all ended. Well, I don't want to say that that's the way it's going to end with commercial real estate, but when rates go up, cap rates are going to follow it, and when cap rates follow the interest rates up, we all know about the inverse relationship or the the IRV thing you got in your real estate class when you got your license. So if interest rate goes up, cap rates go up, and prices go down, it'll be interesting to see how all that adjusts across the commercial real estate spectrum. Small owners, if they own all cash, they'll be okay. Big owners, if they own all cash, they'll be okay. Somebody with too much leverage better get a new loan, because the leverage is what's going to kill you when the rates go sideways. And oh, by the way, if you're going to go get a mezz, you're going to get that at a much higher rate, and you'll be concerned about what your blended cost of capital is going to be. Now, to finalize all this, I wanted to just say one thing. I'd like to send a shout out to the guy who had the show before me. I'm done talking about retail. I want to talk about the guy that had the studio before me. I'd like to remind him that we all use this studio. You are a new guy. Please clean up after yourself. The sticky stuff from your coffee doesn't go real great with my fancy Hermes tie. Stevie's cracking up. I think my next guest is on the line, so Stevie is going to take me away, and we are going to come back and talk about cutting-edge technology and cancer treatment that can help improve the quality of life. I hear Zeppelin. I am ready to go!